Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but I watch her so sadly,
so sadly.
How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see.
She just doesn't see.
Adesso pensi che quando ella passa, il mondo intorno si accende crassa, e fica mais lindo por causa de amor. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see.
Just doesn't see.
She never sees me.
Just doesn't see.
The beautiful sounds of the 12-piece Harvard Din and Tonics, the a cappella group that is coming to town this Saturday night at Steve's Guitars, and we have Trey on the phone to tell us all about it. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning. How are you, Leslie?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, I have to say, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. Beautiful voices, a cappella on the stage, but you have to let us know what it's all about. Like, when did it start, and how did it all come together?
It's kind of a funny story. So the Din and Tonics started in 1979. We celebrated our 40th anniversary this last year, which was really exciting. And there's a funny story. So Din and Tonics is obviously a play on words.
Yes.
From Gin and Tonics. And we actually started originally as a knockoff group to the Harvard Crocodillos, which is the oldest group on campus.
Wow.
And in 1979, we had a couple members who didn't get in, and they were a little salty about it. So they started their own group and named it the Din and Tonics. But then as years went by and we got a couple really amazing music directors and musicians in the group, then we kind of became our own group in our own right. And then about maybe 20, 30 years ago, then we really started to shine out with our own personality. So now the Din and Tonics, we think of ourselves as a classic jazz a cappella group, as you just heard. Girl from Ipanema is one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But we also kind of pride ourselves on not taking ourselves too seriously, which is something that oftentimes at Harvard University is a little lacking. So we call ourselves a jazz a cappella group with a twist. We like to do fun and silly things. We take our music very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously at all. And we travel the world every other summer, and we're able to kind of share this cool identity with places from Switzerland to Strasbourg to Japan to Sydney, Australia. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can just imagine. And I mean, it's going to be something very different for this. We have a small stage at Steve's Guitars, really wonderful venue. But it'll be very different. And, you know, the music is alive there. It's filled with guitars. I don't know if you guys have looked at the venue online. It's a wonderful place, and it will sound lovely in there. But I just want you to set the stage for us. What is this going to look like for our listener audience?
So we start all of our performances with one of our classic songs called Shaboom. And what's going to happen? All you folks who are there at Steve's Guitar, the 12 of us walk up on stage. We do a little snapping routine. And we sing our alumni song, Shaboom, which, of course, if any alums happen to be at Steve's Guitars, they'd be invited up. I don't know if that'll be the case. And then we'll perform a set of some of our favorites, our classic jazz a cappella tunes. Girl from Ipanema is in our set. We also have a fly arrangement with all of the jazz classics that have the word fly in it. We have some fun new kind of contemporary music that we've set to a jazzy kind of vibe. So Happy, the Pharrell Williams.
Oh, I love that tune.
Song. Yeah, exactly. And we rearranged that to kind of a jazzy style. We also have the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September, that was arranged a couple of years ago from one of our current, or a recent alum in the dance group. It's a jazzy, kind of cool jazz version of that. So we'll give you a whole set of some of our classic jazz favorites, like Girl from Ipanema, and then some of the contemporary reimaginings. And I think that probably the coolest thing about the Din and Tonics is that it's kind of a comedy show at the same time.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, we take our music seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. So it's kind of fun to watch. I think we probably have more fun than the audience sometimes.
Well, that's good. That's always great. And are you all students, or is it just...
Yeah, you're all students.
Yeah, you're all students. So how long have you been involved?
So I joined the group my sophomore year, spring of my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And then I've been president for this year, which has been a really fun experience.
Oh, great. Well, we really look forward to it. And is there anything else you want? I just want everybody to know that this is Trey from the Din and Tonics. I did say Gin and Tonics earlier, even though I've been, you know, listening to your music, reading about you guys. But it's the Din and Tonics, the Harvard Din and Tonics, and they're actually coming to Carbondale. You know, Carbondale is a small town, well, growing by the minute, but it's going to be a great experience for this town. And I know that there will be a lot of people. I mean, for one thing, just the Johnson family, which you might have heard about, there's a lot of them here in Carbondale, so they'll be there. And we really look forward to it. I'm really happy you called in, and we'll try to get another cut on. But we expect to see you this Saturday at Steve's. The doors usually open at 8, and the show starts at 8:30. Is that what you guys have? Because sometimes they start...
Yeah, that's what we have, Saturday at 8:30.
And were you able to get anything else going in this valley? This is a tough time of the year for booking gigs.
Yeah, we actually have a few private gigs in the area.
Nice.
And so we're performing at the Caribou Club on Sunday night. And then we're still trying to work out, I think the Winter Skull Festival is one
that
I've heard about. But unfortunately, the availability overlaps with Steve's Guitars, but we're going to see if we can still try to somehow fit that in.
Yeah, because that's a really fun event, really well attended. So that would be great. So glad to hear that you're doing the Caribou Club. That's a very intimate, fancy club up in Aspen. It'll be perfect for you.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, and Steve's Guitars, we look forward to it. So thanks, Trey, and we will see you Saturday night at Steve's. Well, we'll see you Saturday day before the show.
Right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.